is a door open.
Jsou tu otvorené dvere.
All the time.
Neustále.
Every day.
Každý deň.
Every moment.
Každý moment.
In every meeting.
Na každom zhromaždění.
And you didn't deserve to come in there.
A ty si sa nerozhodol, že ty si to nezaslúžiš.
Not at all.
Vôbec nie.
Because you were a sinner.
Pretože si bol hriešník.
Because of him.
Ale je to kvôli nemu.
Jesus.
Kvôli Ježišovi.
And what he did for us.
A to, čo on urobil pre nás.
That door is open now.
Otvoril pre nás dvere.
And it doesn't have to take 25 minutes.
A nemusí to trvať 25 minút.
Before you come into the presence.
Predtým, než prídeš do Božej prítomnosti.
You know how you come into the presence of the Lord?
Viete, ako prídete do Božej prítomnosti?
You close your eyes.
Zatvoríš svoje oči.
Don't fall asleep.
Ale samozrejme, nezaspíš.
And then you forget yourself for a while.
A potom na chvíľku zabudneš na samého seba.
And you think about Jesus.
Premýšľaš o Ježišovi.
And you put a smile on your face.
Dáš, nasadíš úsmev na tvári.
And you say.
A povieš.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježišu.
I worship you, Jesus.
Ja ťa uctievam, Ježišu.
I magnify your name, Jesus.
Ja ťa oslavujem, Ježišu.
I love you, Jesus.
Ja ťa milujem, Ježišu.
And you are in the presence of the Lord.
A si v Božej prítomnosti.
Now in the presence of the Lord.
A byť v prítomnosti Božej.
There is freedom.
Tam je sloboda.
There is joy.
Tam je radosť.
There is faith.
Tam je viera.
There is healing.
Tam je uzdravenie.
There is restoration.
Tam je obnovenie.
God is there.
Boh je tam.
God is good.
A Boh je dobrý.
Please be seated.
Prosím, posaďte sa.
Be seated, please. I have a word for you this morning.
Mám pre vás slovo dnešné ráno.
And I believe it will be encouraging for you.
A verím, že to bude pre vás povzbudením.
And I believe God's going to stir up your heart.
A verím, že Boh roznieti vaše srdce.
It's a great joy to be here.
Je to pre mňa naozaj veľkou radosťou, že môžem tu byť.
I always loved Bratislava.
A vždycky som mal rád Bratislavu.
And I've been here quite a few times.
A bol som tu už niekoľkokrát.
Now it's been quite a few years since I was here last time.
Ale už od tedy, kedy som tu bol posledný krát, tak ubehlo veľa rokov.
And some of you have become older.
A niektorí z vás zostarli.
Me too.
A ja tiež.
But I know one thing.
Ale jednu vec viem.
God hasn't got older.
Boh nezostarol.
It's very good to know.
To je dobre vedieť.
He's always the same age.
On má stále ten istý vek.
I heard a very stupid preacher.
Počul som jedného hlúpeho kazateľa.
Say one time.
Ktorý raz povedal.
He said like this.
Povedal toto.
You know, in the Old Testament,
viete, v starom zákone,
God was young,
Boh bol mladý,
and he was more fervent, wild,
a bol taký divoký a násilný, mal rád vojny,
he was fighting more,
a bojoval,
but in the New Testament,
ale v novom zákone,
when he got older,
keď už tak zostarol,
he has changed,
tak sa zmenil.
Now he's more nice,
teraz je taký príjemnejší,
more like Father Christmas,
a teší sa na Vianoce,
with a long white beard,
má teraz takú bradu veľkú,
giving gifts to everyone,
rozdáva darčeky každému.
Now I got very good news for you.
Ja mám pre vás veľmi dobrú správu.
God hasn't got older.
Boh nezostarol.
He's always been old enough.
On bol vždycky neustále dostatočne starý.
He's the Alpha and Omega.
On je Alpha i Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Počiatok i koniec.
Yes.
Áno.
I said áno.
Povedal som áno.
So I wanted to tell you something about God this morning.
Takže chcem vám niečo povedať toto ráno o Bohu.
And that scripture is from the Old Testament.
A to miesto je zo starého zákona.
I love the Old Testament.
Ja mám rád starý zákon.
And I love the New Testament.
A mám takisto rád nový zákon.
Because everything that it says there talks about God.
Lebo všetko, čo sa tam hovorí, tak sa hovorí o Bohu.
And it's the same God.
A je to ten istý Boh.
So I want to read from the book of Numbers.
Takže chcem čítať z knihy Numeri.
Chapter 23, verse 19.
23. kapitola, verš 19.
And here it says,
a tu sa hovorí,
a man of God is saying this.
Toto hovorí Boh.
God is not a man.
Toto hovorí muž Boží. Silný Boh nie je človek,
that he should lie,
aby klamal,
or a son of man,
ani syn človeka,
that he would change his mind, mind.
Aby lutoval, alebo anglická Biblia hovorí zmenil zmýšľanie.
Has he said it?
Či azda on povie?
And will not do it?
A nevykoná?
Or has he spoken?
A keď hovoril?
And will not fulfill it?
Či neučiní tak, aby to stálo?
Let's pray.
Poďme sa modliť.
Father, I thank you.
Oče, ja ti ďakujem.
Thank you that you are a good God.
Ďakujem ti, že ty si dobrý Boh.
Thank you that you are always the same.
A ďakujem ti, že ty si stále ten istý.
And thank you for the promise you have given to us.
A ďakujeme ti za zasľúbenie, ktoré si nám dal.
When we come to you in worship.
Že keď prichádzame k tebe a uctievame ťa.
Magnify the name of Jesus.
Oslavujeme meno Ježíš.
Then you have promised.
Tak ty si zasľúbil.
To be there in the midst of us.
Že budeš v našom strede.
Through the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Skrze prítomnosť Ducha Svätého.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are in this place.
Ďakujem ti, Duchu Svätý, že ty si tu na tomto mieste.
That you are the resurrection power.
Že ty si tá vzkriesená moc.
You are the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage.
Ty si pomazanie, ktoré láme každé jarmo.
You are the spirit of truth.
Ty si duch pravdy.
That leads and guides us into the whole truth.
Ty si ten, ktorý nás vedieš a uvádzaš do každej pravdy.
The truth about ourselves and our lives.
Pravdy o nás samotných.
And the truth about you.
A pravdu o tebe.
And the truth about your kingdom.
Pravdu o Božom kráľovstve.
Now I ask you for the grace.
A teraz ťa prosím o milosť.
And the ability.
A schopnosť.
To communicate your word.
Aby som mohol komunikovať tvoje slovo.
In a way.
Spôsobom.
So that my friends here.
Aby moji priatelia tu.
Can receive it.
Mohli ho prijať.
So that the word might make a difference.
Aby to slovo mohlo spôsobiť zmenu.
And bear much fruit.
A mohlo doniesť mnoho ovocia.
And so that Jesus Christ.
A aby Ježiš Kristus.
Will be glorified.
Bol oslávený.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježiša.
Amen.
Amen.
Now this scripture is taken from a very, very interesting situation.
Tento verš sa nachádza uprostred veľmi zaujímavej situácie.
You see, every word from the Bible.
Viete, každé slovo v Biblii
is taken from reality.
Je sa nachádza uprostred reality.
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 God is always dealing with realities.
Boh vždycky jedná v reálnej situácii.
He is dealing with realities in your and my lives.
On jedná v reálnej situácii v tvojom i mojom živote.
And he is always helping us to find a way out of problem.
A on sa vždycky snaží nájsť von z problému, cestu z problému.
Now in this situation there was a man of God.
A tuto v tejto situácii sa nachádza Boží muž.
And his name was Balaam.
A jeho meno sa volá Balaam.
Or Bileam.
Alebo Bileam.
Depends on where you come from.
Závisí, odkiaľ pochádzaš.
Now, Bileam, he was an oracle of God.
Balaam bol prorok Boží.
And an oracle of God, you can say he was a prophet.
A môžeme to teda povedať, že bol prorok, alebo...
So he had a ministry.
Takže mal takúto službu.
And his ministry was...
A jeho služba bola...
To speak whatever God told him to say.
Aby hovoril všetko, čo Boh chce povedať.
Now this is the ministry that every minister have.
A toto je v podstate služba, ktorú má každý služobník.
That's the frame within the... He has to work.
To je v podstate taký rám, hranice, v ktorých sa musíme pohybovať.
No minister has a right to speak something else. Than what the Bible says.
Žiadny služobník nemá právo hovoriť niečo iné ako to, čo hovorí Biblia.
But this man Bileam,
ale tento muž Bileam,
he was approached Balaam, by a man, his name was Balak.
Tak on bol pod tlakom určitého človeka, ktorý sa volal Balak.
And he was the leader for an army.
A Balak bol vedúci jednej armády.
And he was in fight against Israel.
A bol zapojený do boja proti Izraeli.
And Balak, he wanted Bileam to do him a favor.
A Balak chcel, aby Balaam mu urobil nejakú láskavosť.
You know, Balak, he was a very wealthy man.
Balak bol veľmi bohatý človek.
It means he had a lot of money.
Znamená, že mal veľmi veľa peňazí.
And a lot of influence.
A veľký vplyv.
And he was used to.
A on zvykol.
Always.
Vždy.
Having his will through.
Chcel presadiť svoju vôľu.
You know, in some countries you can always get your will through.
V niektorých krajinách vždycky môžeš presadiť nejako svoju vôľu.
You just bribe someone and they will do it.
Podplatíš niekoho a oni to proste urobia.
I work a lot in Italy.
Ja dosť veľa cestujem v Taliansku.
And I know how the mafiosi are doing stuff.
A poznám nejak akých mafiózov, ako tam fungujú.
They come with their big nice cars and then they just give some money and suddenly
prídu na nejakých veľkých autách a potom dajú nejaké peniaze a zrazu
things are changing.
Zrazu veci sa zmenia.
In their favor.
v ich prospech.
But of course we are not like that.
A samozrejme my takýto nie sme.
And God is not like that.
A Boh takýto nie je.
And Christian people should not be like that.
A kresťania by takýto nemali byť.
But Balak, he was approaching Bilam.
Ale Balak ten tlačil na Balama, prichádzal k Balámovi.
And he says, you know, I want you to go do me a favor.
A povedal, chcem, aby si ty urobil pre mňa nejakú priazeň, láskavosť.
I want you to curse Israel.
Chcem, aby si preklial Izrael.
And I want you to bless me.
A chcem, aby si požehnal mňa.
And bless my work.
A požehnaj moje dielo.
Bless my ministry.
Požehnaj moju službu.
But curse Israel.
Ale preklaj Izrael.
And Bilam,
a Balám,
he had learned,
on sa naučil,
by a tough experience,
ťažkými skúsenosťami,
that he cannot do something that God did not tell him to do.
Že nemôže robiť niečo, čo mu Boh nepovedal, aby robil.
He knew he could not just make something up and just say something that he has made up on his mind.
On vedel, že nemôže len tak niečo urobiť, čo mu len tak niekto vloží na mysel.
But he had to obey God.
Ale potrebuje posluchnúť Boha.
And what Bilam is most known for is that a donkey started to preach into him once.
A kvôli čomu je Balam najviac známy, je to, že jeho osol mu prehovoril.
I don't know if you ever had a donkey preaching to you.
Neviem, či už k vám nejaký osol prehovoril.
No, I don't think that's a nice experience.
Myslím si, že to vôbec nie je nejaká príjemná skúsenosť.
Suddenly the donkey start talking.
Zrazu, kedy osol začne rozprávať.
Or maybe your dog start talking to you.
Alebo pes, ak by ti začal rozprávať.
No, it's not good for us to end up in that situation.
To by vôbec nebolo pre nás príjemné skončiť v takej situácii.
It's good if your wife speaks to you once in a while.
Je dobre, keď tvoja žena hovorí k tebe z času na čas.
But she's not a donkey, so don't say that.
Ale ona nie je osol, takže to jej nehovor.
Or your husband or something.
Alebo
like
tvoj manžel, keď hovorí zase k tebe.
But you see, this was a very special situation.
Ale toto bola veľmi zvláštna situácia.
And the donkey rebuked Bilam.
A ten osol, on napomenul Balána.
Because he was trying to do his own way.
Lebo on sa snažil to urobiť svojím vlastným spôsobom.
And now Balak came.
A zrazu Balak prišiel.
Said Bilam.
Hovorí, Balám.
You know.
Vieš.
I got some money here.
Mám tu nejaké peniaze.
I own the best restaurant in the town.
Tam vlastním najlepšie reštaurácie.
I can give you a nice car.
Môžem ti dať krásne auto.
A new watch.
Nové hodinky.
A new tie.
Novú kravatu.
Some new Bata shoes.
A nejaké lepšie topánky Bata.
Bata. You know, a brand new Skoda. Wouldn't that be nice?
A úplne novú Škodu Yeti.
And you know, I'm sure Bilam, he was a little bit tempted.
A som presvedčený, že Balam bol trochu pokúšaný.
But you see, Bilam told Balak.
Ale Balam povedal Balakovi.
I must tell you one thing.
Jednu vec ti musím povedať.
You must know one thing about God.
Musíš vedieť jednu vec o Bohu.
And I am a servant of God.
Ja som Boží služobník.
God is not a man.
Boh nie je človek.
That's a good message.
Je dobré posolstvo.
God is not a man.
Boh nie je človek.
That's my first point in
to
this sermon.
To je môj prvý bod tohto kázania.
There will always be a big difference between man and God.
Vždy bude veľký rozdiel medzi človekom a Bohom.
And it's so important to understand that.
A je to tak dôležité tomu porozumieť.
God is God.
Boh je Boh.
He is the Almighty.
On je všemohúci.
His words always stand.
Jeho slovo vždy stojí.
He never changes his mind.
On sa nikdy nemení.
He doesn't regret what he is doing.
On neľutuje to, čo už urobil.
You cannot corrupt God.
Nemôžeš skorumpovať Boha.
Because God is God.
Lebo Boh je Bohom.
God is holy.
Boh je svätý.
And God is good.
A Boh je dobrý.
I said God is good.
Povedal som, že Boh je dobrý.
I am so excited this morning.
A ja som tak nadšený dnešné ráno.
God is not like you.
Že Boh nie je taký ako vy.
And you should be very excited.
A ty by si mal byť takisto nadšený z toho.
That God is not like me.
Že Boh nie je taký ako ja.
I got good news for you.
Mám pre vás dobrú správu.
God is much better.
Boh je o mnoho lepší.
Lepší. He's much, much better.
On je o mnoho lepší.
You know, I sometimes bump into people.
Niekedy stretnem s ľudí.
Even Christians.
Dokonca aj kresťanov.
And they come to me like this.
A prídu za mnou.
I am so disappointed.
Ja som tak sklamaný.
I said, why?
Hovorím, prečo?
You know, this man or this woman, they did like this to me.
Vieš, tam ten chlap a tam tá žena, toto mi urobili.
I lost my faith.
A som strátil vieru.
I cannot trust God anymore.
Ja už nemôžem dôverovať Bohu.
I said to them,
hovorím im,
that man,
ten muž,
is not God.
On nie je Boh.
That woman,
a tá žena,
is not God.
Ani tá nie je Bohom.
I'm sorry to tell you.
Je mi ľúto, že ti to tak musím povedať.
As long as we walk here in this world,
ale dokiaľ chodíme tu na tomto svete,
even though we are working,
aj keď pracujeme
on our salvation,
na našom spasení,
on our perfection,
našom posvetení,
to become more Christ-like,
aby sme sa stali viac podobní Kristovi,
none of us,
nikto z nás,
will become Christ,
sa nestane Kristom.
None of us,
nikto z nás,
will become God,
sa nestane Bohom.
That's just the way it is.
To je jednoducho tak, ako to je.
Now there is a truth.
A teraz je tu pravda.
As Paul says.
Ako Pavol hovorí.
Paul said like this.
Pavol to povedal takto.
It will be more of him.
Že má byť viac jeho.
And less of me.
A menej mňa.
John the Baptist said the same thing.
Ján Krstiteľ povedal tú istú vec.
It will be less of him. Less of me.
Musí byť ja sa musím menšiť.
And more of him.
A on musí rásť.
So what actually happens?
Takže čo sa v skutočnosti
when
deje?
When you walk with Jesus.
Keď chodíš s Ježišom.
And when you allow him for the Holy Spirit to work for you.
A keď dovolíš, aby on a Duch Svätý skrze konal.
Something will happen in your life.
Tak
yes.
Niečo sa stane v tvojom živote, áno.
So that Jesus will shine through more.
Takže Ježiš bude z teba žiariť viac.
But that's Jesus.
Ale to je Ježiš.
I said that's Jesus.
Povedal som, že to je
that's
Ježiš.
Christ in you.
To je Kristus v tebe.
The hope of glory.
Nádej slávy.
And the more you lay down your life,
a čím viac dávaš svoj život,
the less of you there will be.
Tak tým menej teba bude.
I like that.
To sa mi páči.
I think that is wonderful.
Myslím, že to je nádherné.
I think that is fantastic.
Myslím, že to je priam fantastické.
This is the way I'm walking.
Toto je spôsob, ako ja chodím.
This is my goal.
Toto je môj cieľ.
You know what the goal is?
Viete, aký je ten cieľ?
I want to be so full of Christ.
Chcem byť tak plný Krista.
I want Christ to shine through me in every area of my life.
Chcem, aby Kristus žiaril cez každú oblasť môjho života.
So that when people meet me,
aby keď ma ľudia stretnú,
they don't meet banked.
Aby nestretli iba bankta.
Some of you cannot even say banked.
Niektorí z vás to ani neviete správne povedať banked.
You know what my original name is?
Viete, aké moje pôvodné meno?
Benedictus.
Benedictus.
I know another famous man, his name is Benedictus.
Poznám jedného známeho muža, ktorý sa volá Benedictus.
But I'm not the pope.
Ale ja nie som pápež.
But I'm a grandfather.
Ale som už teraz starý otec.
And he will never be, but that's another question.
A on nikdy nebude, ale to je úplne iná otázka.
So my name is Benedictus.
Takže ja som Benedikt.
And in Italy when I'm there I say my name is Benedictus, everybody listens to me.
A keď v Taliansku poviem, že sa volám Benedikt, tak všetci spozornia.
But you see, I'm not so interested in that.
Ale o toto sa ja tak nezaujímam.
And to be really honest, I'm not so interested in my name.
A aby som bol úprimný k vám, ani moje meno nie je také dôležité.
I'm not so interested in me.
Nezaujímam sa vôbec o seba.
It's not that I'm so holy.
Nie je to, že by som bol ja taký svätý.
But you know, I am pretty tired.
Ale som už unavený.
Of the human side of myself.
Tej ľudskej stránky mňa samotného.
I'm not tired of my life.
Nie som unavený z môjho života.
I love life.
Ja mám rád život.
I love life.
Ja mám rád život.
But I'm tired of.
Ale som unavený.
Failing.
Tým ako klesám, padám.
I'm tired of.
Som unavený.
When I say something.
Že keď niečo poviem.
And I hurt people.
A potom to zraní ľudí.
I'm tired of.
Som unavený.
When I give my wife a promise.
Keď niečo slúbim mojej manželke.
As every good husband should.
Ako by to mal robiť každý dobrý manžel.
I said I will never do this again.
A potom poviem jej, že nikdy to už viac neurobím.
And then 3 months later I still do it.
A potom o 3 mesiace sa mi to aj tak prihodí.
I know you guys, you are so perfect, you never do things like
viem,
that.
Že vy, muži, ktorí ste tu, vy ste tak dokonali, že vám sa to nikdy
nestane. But you see, I'm tired of that.
Ale viete, mňa to už unavuje.
I'm tired of giving my children promises.
Unavuje ma z toho, že dám deťom tiež nejaký sľub.
I will do that for you there, there, there.
Toto urobím pre vás, toto a toto.
And then I forget it.
A potom na to zabudnem.
You know, I'm I'm not a bad man. Don't look at me like that.
Nie som zase zlý človek. Nepozeráte teraz na mňa tak.
I'm just as good as you.
Ja som len taký dobrý ako ste.
But I'm not perfect.
Ale nie som dokonalý.
But you see, sometimes they misunderstand things.
Ale viete, ľudia toto niekedy tomuto nerozumejú.
They think that when look at the man, they look at God.
Myslia si, že keď sa pozrú na človeka, tak ako keby sa pozreli priamo na Boha.
But you see, I only reflect God.
Ale ja len odrážam Boha.
I am not God.
A nie som Boh.
God is much better.
Boh je o mnoho lepší.
I never forget.
Nikdy nezabudnem.
It wasn't so long time ago, so I shouldn't forget, but
bolo to síce už veľmi dávno, ale nebolo to až tak dávno.
I was standing praying for sick people.
Modlil som sa za chorých ľudí.
It was up in Scandinavia somewhere.
Bolo to niekde v Škandinávii.
And there was a long prayer line.
A bola tam dlhá modlitebná rada.
And I was praying. You know, I always pray by faith. I don't just
A modlil som sa vierou.
So I look at people and
Pozrel som sa na ľudí.
And I prayed.
Modlil.
And then I came to a very big lady.
A zrazu som prišiel k takej veľkej žene.
And she smelled cigar.
A ona páchla cigaretou.
No, cigarette, cigar.
A cigarou.
Big brown cigar.
To bolo tam úplne cítiť tú cigaru.
Now that's not so normal.
A to nie je také normálne.
That ladies are smoking cigars.
Že by ženy mali fajčiť cigaru.
So I was like, what is this?
Si hovorím, čo toto je?
Because she smelled like she smelled like a cigar factory.
Lebo to úplne smrdela ako továreň na cigaru.
So I looked at her and I asked her.
Tak som sa pozrel na ňu a pýtam sa jej.
What's your problem?
V čom je problém?
I have problem with my breathing.
Hovorím, mám problém s mojím dýchaním.
So I was thinking.
Takže ja som premýšľal.
I will not pray for you.
Ja sa za teba nebudem modliť.
You're stupid.
Lebo to, čo robíš, je hlúpe.
No wonder you have problem with your breathing.
Samozrejme, že máš problém so svojím dýchaním.
Because you smoke all those cigars.
Lebo fajčíš jednu cigaru za druhou.
So I just looked at her and I prayed for the other one.
Takže pozrel som sa, ale išiel som sa modliť za ďalšiu.
And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
A potom Duch Svätý mi prehovoril.
And he said,
a povedal,
what are you doing?
Čo robíš?
And I, you know, she's smoking cigars. No wonder she has this coughing.
A ja si hovorím, však ona úplne fajčí, tak to je samozrejme, že má problém potom kvôli tomu.
Don't even waste your time with her.
Ja nebudem ani míňať čas.
She must stop smoking.
Veď ona musí najskôr prestať fajčiť.
I can talk to her later.
Neskôr sa s ňou porozprávam.
And the Holy Spirit said,
a Duch Svätý povedal,
pray for her.
Modli sa za ňu.
And then he said, I'm not like you.
A potom mi povedal, ja nie som ako ty.
And he said,
a povedal mi,
I'm much better.
Som o mnoho lepší.
I was like, okay.
Aha.
So I came to this lady.
Takže som sa vrátil späť.
I'm sorry I passed you by.
Prepáčte, že som vás minul.
And I said to her,
a hovorím jej,
take a deep breath.
Zhlboka sa nadýchnite.
And I prayed.
A potom som sa modlil.
Bam. She fell to the ground.
Padla na zem.
And then,
a potom,
she stood up.
Postavila sa.
And she said to me,
a povedala mi,
I'm healed.
Ja som uzdravená.
I said, praise God.
A hovorím, sláva Bohu.
You know, I constantly learn.
Neustále sa učím.
But he is much better.
Že on je o mnoho lepší.
Than me.
Než ja.
I know you know this.
Viem, že vy toto viete.
But I just want to encourage you.
Ale len vás chcem v tom pozbudiť.
Because he is so good.
Lebo on je tak dobrý.
He is so full of grace.
On je tak plný milosti.
He is so full of compassion.
On je tak plný zľutovania.
That's why you are here today.
A preto aj ty si tu dnes.
You didn't deserve it.
Ty si si to nevyvolil.
You didn't deserve salvation.
Ty si si nevyvolil spasenie.
You didn't deserve healing.
Ty si si nezaslúžil.
None of us deserve anything.
Ani spasenie, ani uzdravenie. Nikto z nás si nič nezaslúžil.
But he,
ale on
is God.
Je Boh.
And he
a on
is a good God.
Je dobrým Bohom.
And he has a good plan for your life.
A on má dobrý plán pre tvoj život.
And he never gives up on that plan.
A on sa nikdy nevzdáva toho dobrého plánu.
And he never changes his mind.
A on sa nikdy nemení.
Honolulu.
Honolulu.
You know, God would never come in to a pulpit.
Boh by nikdy neprišiel za kazateľnicu.
And say like this.
A povedal by niečo takéto.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, you guys.
Prepáčte mi ľudia.
But I have given you false hope.
Že som vám dával takú falošnú nádej.
You know, I wrote in the scripture.
Viete, ja som napísal to písmo.
That I'm your provider.
Že som váš zaopatriteľ.
So that you should believe that.
Aby ste tomu verili.
But you, unfortunately.
A na nešťastie.
I've given away so much.
Už som tak strašne veľa dal.
So right now there is a little bit of a crisis in heaven.
Práve teraz máme takú krízu v nebi.
So you're going to have to find out ways yourself.
Budete musieť si teraz na nejaký čas pomôcť sami.
To find provision for your life.
Aby ste sa postarali o svoj život.
And by the way,
a ešte mimochodom,
you know, I say I'm Jehovah Rapha, your healer.
Ja som síce povedal, že som Jehovah Rapha, váš uzdraviteľ.
And you know, it's good intentions.
A viete, je to také dobré prehlásenie.
But now you have the swine flu.
Ale teraz je tá prasa chrípka.
And it's too much for me.
A toto je naozaj ma presahuje moje možnosti.
So I have to change my mind a little bit about that.
Musím trochu nejaké zmeny urobiť.
And you know, you could go on and on and on.
A môžeme ísť ďalej a ďalej.
And some people are living as though God is like that.
A niektorí ľudia naozaj takto žijú, ako keby Boh
but
bol
God
takýto.
Is not like that.
Ale Boh nie je takýto.
As long as you walk here under the face of this earth,
dokiaľ budeš chodiť na tejto zemi,
he will always be the same.
On bude stále ten
he
istý.
Will say the same things to
on
you.
On bude hovoriť tie isté veci.
He will love you the same.
Bude ťa stále rovnako milovať. Bude hovoriť vieru do tvojho života. Bude dobrý k tebe neustále.
Vždycky.
Pondelok, utorok, streda, štvrtok, piatok, sobota, nedeľa. Každý deň. Každý mesiac. Každý rok.
No, that's true.
To je pravda.
I have 4 children.
Mám 4 deti.
One grandchild.
A jedno vnúča.
And I have had a privilege honor.
A mal som tú veľkú česť
to teach my children to drive car.
Vyučovať moje deti, ako sa jazdí autom.
In Sweden and England you're allowed to do that.
Vo Švédsku a v Anglicku je ti to dovolené robiť.
As a parent.
Ako rodičovi.
So I said I will do it.
Takže ja som si povedal, áno, ja to urobím.
And I'm a man of faith.
A ja som muž viery.
And you need that.
Vy to potrebujete.
When you're gonna teach your children drive car.
Keď máte učiť svoje deti jazdiť autom.
I have 3 daughters and 1 son.
Mám 3 dcery a jedného syna.
My oldest child is a daughter, my second is a son and then I have 2 daughters.
Moja najstaršia je dcera, potom ide syn a potom idú zase dcery.
And I promised I will teach all of them.
A ja som im slúbil, že ja ich všetkých naučím jazdiť.
And I had some very nice experience.
A mal som jednu veľmi príjemnú skúsenosť.
And especially with one of my daughters.
Hlavne s jednou z mojich dcer.
She's very nice.
Ona je veľmi krásna.
I mean, all my kids are nice.
Samozrejme, všetky deti sú krásne.
This daughter, she's,
you všetky know, moje deti sú krásne.
And she's very sweet, beautiful girl.
Ale ona je naozaj taká úplne krásnučká dievčina.
And she was the third one I should teach drive car.
A ona bola tá, ktorú som mal učiť jazdiť. Tretia.
And I had learned certain things.
A už som sa niečo naučil.
The first thing you need to do.
Prvá vec, ktorú potrebuješ
robiť. You need to release faith.
Potrebuješ uvoľniť do nej vieru.
Well, you need to have faith yourself.
Samozrejme, sám najskôr musíš mať vieru.
So maybe you need to pray and fast a little
bit. Takže potrebuješ sa možno trošku modliť a postiť.
And just prepare yourself for it.
A pripraviť sa na to.
And then the first thing you do.
Potom prvá vec, ktorú robíš.
When you put your child in the driver's seat.
Je, že keď posadíš ju na to miesto šoféra.
You look at them.
Pozrieš na ňu.
And you say.
A povieš.
You are a good driver.
Ty si dobrá vodička.
You will make it.
Ty to zvládneš.
I'm sure it's going to go very smooth.
Ja som presvedčený, že to pôjde veľmi dobre.
You have it in you.
Je to v tebe.
And you know that's faith.
To je viera.
Because I believe it is like that.
Lebo ja verím, že to takto funguje.
And with this daughter.
A táto dcera.
You know, everything happened, you know, the same way.
Všetko sa to deje takým istým spôsobom.
They start with engine.
Naštartuje.
And then.
A potom to poskočí.
And that continues for the first day you drive.
Pokračuje to takto niekoľko dní.
And it's okay.
No to je v poriadku.
And then after a while I learn a little bit more.
Po nejakom čase sa to trošku naučia.
But the thing with my daughter here.
Ale tá vec s mojou dcerou.
This frog jumping experience continued a long time.
Že tieto žabacie skoky trvali veľmi dlho.
And I realized we need some special anointing here.
My tu budeme potrebovať nejaké zvláštne pomazanie.
So me and my wife always pray for our children.
My s mojou manželkou sa vždy modlievame za svoje deti.
So we actually prayed very, very, very strong for this.
Takže začali sme sa veľmi silno modliť za to.
And it helped, you know.
To pomohlo.
But when we start to drive on the streets,
ale keď sme išli zase ísť po ulici,
to make a long story short,
aby som to trochu skrátil,
we had three accidents.
Mali sme tri nehody.
I almost died in a heart attack.
Skoro som zomrel na srdcový infarkt.
And it was quite some tension.
A budili sme, boli tam poriadne trenice.
And 2 weeks before she would pass the test.
A dva týždne predtým ona prešla test. Ako mala ísť na test?
I was out driving with her.
Tak ja som ešte raz to s ňou cvičil.
And we came to a roundabout.
A išli sme na kruhový objazd.
And I said, drive careful through the roundabout.
A hovorím, dávaj pozor na tom kruhovom objazde.
And she put the wrong pedal.
Ale stlačila nesprávny pedál.
So she put full gear.
Takže ona pridala.
We were going around about.
A takto sme išli cez ten kruhový objazd.
We were flying through a big ditch.
A prešli sme, preleteli sme na druhú stranu.
We ended up on a bicycle road.
A skončili sme tam na ceste, po ktorej chodia bicykle.
The bicyclists had to jump to the side.
A bicyklisti museli odskočiť preč.
My daughter let go of the steering wheel.
Moja dcéra pustila volant.
And she was
a začala kričať.
I was having a handbrake.
Ja som už dvíhal ručnú
brzdu.
A tiež som kričal.
And you should have seen us.
A mali ste nás vidieť.
We were sitting in this car.
Sedeli sme v tom aute.
And my daughter is looking at me.
A moja dcera sa na mňa pozerá.
And she says like this.
A hovorí,
I will never pass the test.
Ja nikdy neprejdem tým testom,
skúškou. I cannot drive car.
Ja nemôžem jazdiť autom.
I look at her.
Pozrel som sa na ňu.
And I say.
A povedal som.
Nonsense.
To je nezmysel.
You are a good driver.
Ty si dobrá vodička.
You will make it.
Ty to zvládneš.
You will pass the test the first time.
Prejdeš tou skúškou na prvýkrát.
It's gonna work right.
Bude to fungovať dobre.
So we started the car again and we've continued.
Takže sme znova začali a pokračovali sme teda autom.
And I was thinking to myself.
A sám som premýšľal.
Am I really honest here?
Som tu naozaj úprimný v tejto chvíli?
But then I was thinking about God.
Ale potom som premýšľal o Bohu.
Now how is God?
Aký je Boh?
When he looks at you.
Keď sa pozerá na teba.
I don't need a word of knowledge.
Nepotrebujem slovo poznania.
To know that some of you this week you have failed.
Aby som vedel, že niektorí z vás počas tohto týždňa zlyhali.
Some of you have done things you didn't want to do.
Niektorí z vás ste urobili aj veci, ktoré ste nechceli urobiť.
Some of you would say I need to repent from this and this and this and this.
A niektorí z vás ste museli činiť pokánie z toho.
I don't need to be a prophet to know that.
A nepotrebujem byť ani prorok, aby som to vedel.
I can see it in some of the faces here.
A dokonca to môžem vidieť na niektorých tvárach.
And I know that is human.
A viem, že to je ľudské.
And the question is how is God looking at you?
A otázka je, ako sa Boh na teba pozerá.
When you fail.
Keď zlyháš.
When you do mistakes.
Keď urobíš chybu.
And you repent from them.
A činíš pokánie z toho.
Now that is important.
Toto je ale dôležité.
Otherwise you can forget it.
Inak potom na to môžeš zabudnúť.
But when you repent through to God.
Ale ak naozaj činíš pokánie
from
pred Bohom.
From the failures in your life.
Z toho zlyhania, ktoré si
and
urobil.
And you come to God.
A prídeš k Bohu.
What does God say about you?
Tak čo potom Boh o tebe hovorí?
You know what God says?
Viete, čo o tebe Boh hovorí?
He says,
on hovorí.
You have not chosen me.
Ty si si nevyvolil mňa.
I have chosen you.
Ja som si vyvolil teba.
I have ordained for you.
A ja som ťa ustanovil.
I have appointed you.
Ja som ťa ustanovil.
That you will bear much fruit.
Aby si niesol veľa ovocia.
That you will succeed in your life.
Aby si uspel vo svojom
živote.
I have
not given up on your life.
Ja som sa nevzdal tvojho života.
You will make it.
Ty to zvládneš.
I said you will make it.
Povedal som, že ty to zvládneš.
You see, this is what God is saying from heaven every day over your life.
Toto je, čo Boh hovorí z neba nad tvojim životom každý deň.
5 days before she would pass the test.
5 dní predtým, než mala prejsť cez ten test.
We took a professional driving instructor.
Sme išla s profesionálnym inštruktorom.
And he went with her out to drive.
On šiel s ňou a prešiel sa teda autom s ňou.
And I was home in my kitchen.
Ja som bol doma v kuchyni.
And I saw them coming.
A videl som, ako prichádzajú.
My daughter was weeping.
Moja dcéra plakala.
You know, when children are weeping.
Keď deti plačú.
And you are a father.
A ty si otec.
You had... You break.
Tak ťa to láme.
She came in and she said.
Prišla za mnou a povedala.
Daddy.
Otci.
I can't do it.
Ja to nedokážem.
I took my hands around her.
Ja som ju takto objal.
I said, you will make it.
A hovorím, ty to zvládneš.
When the driving instructor came in.
Potom vošiel ten inštruktor.
He saw that she was weeping.
Videl, že ona pláče.
And he started to weep.
A on začal tiež plakať.
And she and he said.
A on povedal,
I don't think she will make it.
Nemyslím, že to zvládne.
So I laid my hands around him as well.
Takže aj na ňo, jeho som objal.
So I was standing there.
A stál som tam takto.
Saying to them.
A hovorím im.
I know it will work out fine.
Ja viem, že to vyjde.
She's a good driver.
Ona je dobrá vodička.
And it will manifest.
A to sa ukáže.
When she passed the test.
Keď ona prejde tou skúškou.
5 days later.
O 5 dní neskôr.
She drove away.
Išla.
To make the test.
Aby zvládla ten tú skúšku.
You know, this is very emotional experience for a father.
A pre otca je to taká emocionálna skúsenosť.
I was praying.
Ja som sa modlil.
God.
Bože.
My wife was praying.
Moja manželka sa modlila.
And I told her, call me when you've done the test.
A ja som jej povedal, zavolaj mi, keď bude po tej skúške.
Nobody called.
A nikto nevolal.
So I said to my wife.
Tak hovorím mojej manželke.
And when they come.
A keď prišli,
my daughter walked out.
Moja dcera išla.
She looks like this.
Takto vyzerala.
The driving instructor who took her there.
Ten inštruktor, ktorý ju tam odviezol.
Looked like this.
Takto vyzeral.
They walked into the house.
Vošli do domu.
My heart was beating.
Moje srdce začalo sa rozbúchalo.
And she opened the door.
Ona otvorila dvere.
And she stood.
Pozrela, takto bola.
Looking at me.
Pozrela na mňa.
And then.
A potom.
She said.
Povedala. Je to tam.
I made it.
Zvládla som to.
I made it.
Zvládla som to.
And you know what I said?
A viete, čo som ja povedal?
It's unbelievable.
To je neuveriteľné.
And then she said to me.
A potom mi povedala.
What are you talking about?
O čom to hovoríš?
You have said all this time.
Neustále si tvrdil,
that you believe I will make it.
Že veríš, že to zvládnem.
And I believed in you.
A ja som ti verila.
And I made it.
A ja som to zvládla.
I said I know.
A ja hovorím, veď ja viem.
I'm very happy for you.
Ja som veľmi šťastný za teba.
I'm very proud for you.
Som hrdý na teba.
But you know what?
Ale vieš čo?
God
Boh
will not say
nepovie,
when you make it,
keď to zvládneš,
it's unbelievable.
Že to je neuveriteľné.
God would say
Boh by povedal,
he would say I knew it all the time.
By povedal, ja som to vždycky vedel.
I knew that you would succeed.
Ja som to vždy vedel, že uspeš.
I knew that you would make it.
Ja som to vedel, že ty to zvládneš.
God is like that.
Boh je takýto.
He is not a man.
On nie je ako človek.
You and I, we are man.
My sme ľudia.
But God is much better.
Ale Boh je o mnoho lepší.
I said God is much better.
Povedal som, že Boh je o mnoho lepší.
And you know what?
A viete čo?
God always keeps his words.
Boh vždycky dodrží svoje slovo.
I believe the pastor said that in the beginning of the meeting.
Myslím, že pastor to povedal na začiatku zhromaždenia.
Now this is so good, you see.
Viete, toto je tak dobré.
It's so fantastic.
Tak fantastické.
Because his words gives us faith.
Pretože jeho slová nám dávajú vieru.
He's speaking into your heart right
now. On ich hovorí do tvojho srdca práve teraz.
Now he's speaking.
Teraz hovorí.
Right into your heart.
Priamo do tvojho srdca.
Right into your soul.
Priamo do tvojej duše.
He's bringing his truth about himself.
On prináša svoju pravdu o sebe.
And if you are clever,
A ak ty si chytrý,
you sit with an open heart.
Tak sedíš s otvoreným srdcom.
And said, yes,
a hovoríš áno.
I receive.
Prijímam.
And then from that word,
a potom z toho slova,
something would start to grow in your spirit.
Niečo začne rásť v tvojom duchu.
And the word will bring forth fruit.
A to slovo prinesie ovocie.
Because you hold on to the truth.
Pretože ty si sa zmocnil tej
Because
pravdy.
You're a believer.
Lebo si veriaci.
I said you're a believer.
Povedal som, že si veriaci.
And a believer believes in his words.
A veriaca verí jeho slovu.
And sometimes you have to fight with the words.
Niekedy potrebujeme nájsť tie slova.
Sometimes there is fight against that word.
Niekedy potrebujeme zápasiť o tie slova.
And the devil will try to come and say, no, 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 that's not true.
A diabol takisto prichádza a hovorí, nie, 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 to nie je pravda.
And circumstances might come up and say, no, it's not true.
A okolnosti môžu prichádzať a povedať, nie, to nie je pravda.
But as a believer,
ale ako veriaci,
as a Jesus person,
ako ten, ktorý je Ježišov človek,
like you are,
ako ste vy,
you have the ability,
tak vy máte tú schopnosť, tú úžasnú schopnosť,
hold on to the promises,
zmocniť sa toho zasľúbenia.
And when you hold on to the promises,
a keď sa zmocníš toho zasľúbenia,
and you don't give up,
a nevzdáš sa,
you will see,
tak uvidíš,
in right season,
v správny čas,
when,
kedy,
the promises will be fulfilled.
Sa to zasľúbenie naplní.
I was up early this morning running around in your old city.
Dnes ráno som behal po bol som si zabehať vo vašom starom meste.
I like that.
Mne sa to páči.
And I was thinking.
A premýšľal som
about God.
O Bohu.
I was thinking about his promises.
Premýšľal som nad jeho zasľúbeniami.
And I was reminded about one thing.
A jedna vec sa mi pripomenula.
That I like to share with you.
Ktorú by som s vami rád zdieľal.
It was 1983.
Bolo to v roku 1983.
It's many years ago.
Naozaj mnoho rokov dozadu.
I had already been in ministry for 3 years.
Už som bol v službe 3 roky.
But I was very young.
Ale bol som veľmi mladý.
And I did a lot of mistakes.
A urobil som veľa chýb.
But I had in my heart.
Ale v mojom srdci som mal.
I had a passion.
Mal som tam vášeň.
To do something important.
Urobiť niečo dôležité.
I didn't want to end my life.
Ja som nechcel skončiť môj život.
As a boring Christian person.
Ako taký unudený, znudený kresťan.
But I wanted to make an impact in my life.
Ale chcel som, aby môj život mal nejaký vplyv.
So me and my wife we decided to go out as missionaries.
Takže s mojou manželkou sme sa rozhodli, že pôjdeme ako misionári.
And before we went out,
a predtým, než sme vyšli,
I was in a meeting.
Bol som na jednom zhromaždení.
And there was an old missionary speaking there.
A bol tam jeden starý misionár, ktorý tam rozprával.
And he was talking about the unreached people groups in this world.
On hovoril o nezasiahnutých skupinách na svete.
And at that time there was 16,590 unreached people groups.
A v tom čase to bolo 16,000 nezasiahnutých skupín.
Today it's 6,500 something.
A dnes už ich je len 6,500.
So a lot of things have happened.
Takže naozaj veľa vecí sa stalo medzičasom.
And he had a long list.
A on mal dlhý zoznam.
On the worst, toughest places.
Tých najťažších, najtvrdších miest.
And when he said that, I was very interested.
A keď o tom hovoril, začalo ma to zaujímať.
Because I thought, if we can reach there,
lebo som si hovoril, ak môžeme zasiahnuť toto,
then we will make a difference.
Tak potom spôsobíme rozdiel.
So he was talking about one nation,
a začal hovoriť o jednom špecifickom národe,
a couple of nations.
Alebo niekoľkých národov.
But one of them I remember very carefully.
A jeden si naozaj veľmi dobre pamätám.
And it was the nation Uzbekistan.
A to bol Uzbekistan.
It was a part of Soviet Union.
Čo bolo súčasťou vtedajšieho Sovietskeho zväzu.
I had never heard about it before.
Nikdy som o ňom predtým nepočul.
But he said to me,
ale povedal mi,
there is only a handful of believers.
Je tam len hrstka veriacich.
And when I heard that,
a keď som to počul,
I wrote it down. I remember.
Napísal som si to.
And I wrote down some other nations as well.
Napísal som si aj tie iné národy.
And I said to my wife,
a povedal som mojej manželke,
I'm going there.
Ideme tam.
She said, you're crazy.
A ona hovorí, čo si sa zbláznil?
No, she didn't say, actually.
Nie, ona to nepovedala.
Somebody else said.
Ale niekto druhý to povedal.
Because the problem for me as well,
pretože pre mňa takisto bol problém,
was that I had already started to work in Soviet Union.
Že ja som už nejakú prácu rozbiehal v Sovietskom zväze.
I started 1980.
Začal som 1980.
Started to smuggle Bibles.
Začali sme tam pašovať Biblie.
Professional Bible smuggler.
Bol som profesionálny pašovač Biblie.
And we did some underground meetings.
A mali sme tam nejaké podzemné zhromaždenie.
And I was arrested a lot of times.
A takisto ma uväznili niekoľkokrát.
And one day the police came.
Raz polícia prišla.
And they really took me.
A naozaj ma zobrali.
And they said,
a povedali,
you are blacklisted.
Teraz si na čiernej liste.
You are not allowed back.
Už si nemôžeš sa vrátiť späť
into Soviet Union.
Do Sovietskeho zväzu.
So I was in a bit of a conflict.
Takže mal som tam nejaký konflikt.
Because I heard what God said.
Lebo ja som počul, čo Boh povedal.
He really spoke to me about Uzbekistan.
On naozaj hovoril ku mne o Uzbekistane.
And then I knew I cannot go into Soviet Union.
A teraz som vedel, že ja nemôžem ísť vkročiť do Sovietskeho zväzu.
So I made a decision.
Takže urobil som rozhodnutie.
I'm not going to give up.
Ja sa nevzdám.
Very important.
Veľmi dôležité.
If you're going to have a breakthrough in your life,
ak chceš mať prielom vo svojom živote,
if you're going to see God's plan fulfilled in your life,
ak chceš vidieť, ako Boží plán sa naplní v tvojom živote,
you need to have this mindset.
Potrebuješ byť takto uzrozumený.
I don't give up.
Ja sa nevzdám.
If it's foolish stuff, you give up.
Ak je to nejaká blbosť, tak potom to vzdaj.
But when God speaks to you,
ale ak Boh tebe hovorí,
you don't give up on that.
Tak potom sa toho nevzdaj.
You know what I did?
Viete, čo som urobil?
Every year,
každý rok,
I applied for a visa.
Ja som požiadal o víza.
And every year,
a každý rok,
it came back.
Sa mi to vrátilo späť.
Declined.
A bolo tam prehlásenie.
You are blacklisted.
Nemôžeš ísť na čiernej
liste. You are enemy of the state.
Ty si nepriateľ zväzu sovietskeho.
Some friends told me stop doing that.
A niektorí priatelia mi radili prestan sa o to
pokúšať. Don't you understand? Soviet Union, they will never let you in.
Nechápeš, Rusi oni ťa nikdy nepustia do dnu.
I said I will not give up.
A hovorím, ja sa nevzdám.
So next year I apply again.
Takže ďalší rok som požiadal znova.
And then I apply again.
A potom znova.
And then I apply again.
A potom znova.
And then I apply again.
A znova.
And I apply again.
A znova.
One day.
A jedného dňa.
The visa came back.
Víza sa vrátili.
Approved.
Dovolené.
I took my passport and my visa.
Zobral som si pas aj víza.
And I danced around.
A tancoval som dookola.
I said hallelujah.
A hovorím si hallelujah.
I can go to.
Môžem ísť.
Soviet Union.
Do Sovietskeho zväzu.
It means I can go to Uzbekistan.
Takže sa dostanem do Uzbekistanu.
So another friend of mine, he applied visa as well.
A jeden iný môj priateľ, on takisto dostal víza.
But he didn't get.
Teda on takisto požiadal, ale nedostal.
Only I got.
Len ja som dostal.
So I decided I go myself.
Takže si hovorím, tak idem sám.
So I went to Moscow.
Išiel som do Moskvy.
So it's 1987.
To bolo 1987.
And I never forget.
A nikdy na to nezabudnem.
When I went up to Aeroflot airplane.
Keď som sa dostal na ten Aeroflot.
And I arrived at the airport.
A pristali sme na letisku.
And I had my passport with my visa.
A mal som tam môj pas s vízami.
And I came.
A prišiel som tam.
The passport control.
Kontrola pasu.
I had a big smile on my face.
Mal som veľký úsmev na tvári.
And I gave my passport.
Dal som svoj pas.
And this Russian guy said to me.
A tí Rusi na mňa hľadeli.
And then he looked at me.
Potom pozerá na mňa.
And he asked.
A pýta sa.
Are you a man?
Si muž?
I said yes.
Hovorím, áno.
I'm a man.
Som muž.
And he looked again.
Znova pozerá.
Are you sure you are a man?
Si istý, že si muž?
I said, do you want to have proof?
Hovorím, čo chcete, nejaký dôkaz?
I said, we have big problem.
Máme veľký problém.
And he lifted his phone.
Zavolal, zvihol sluchadlo.
And a guy come running.
A prišiel nejaký chlap.
And says, follow me.
Hovorí, nasledujte ma.
So I followed into a room.
Takže som ho nasledoval do miestnosti.
And there was a KGB officer and another person.
Tam bol oficier z KGB a ešte ďalší.
And they were looking at me.
A takto na mňa hľadeli.
We have a question to you.
Máme pre vás otázku.
Please answer.
Prosím, odpovedzte.
Are you a man?
Ste muž?
I said yes, I am.
Hovorím, áno, som.
Are you sure?
Ste si istí?
I said, what are you doing?
Hovorím, o čo vám ide?
I'm a man.
Ja som muž, nie?
Real man.
Ozajstný muž.
I even got hair on my chest.
Mám dokonca aj chlpy na hrudi.
Well, we have a very difficult situation, he said.
Máme, ocitli sme sa v zložitej situácii, povedali.
In your passport it says you're a man.
Vo vašom pase sa hovorí, že ste muž.
But in your visa,
ale vo vašich vízach,
it says you're a woman.
Sa hovorí, že ste žena.
And the problem is,
a problémom je,
as a woman,
že ako žena,
you are welcome into our country.
Ste vítaní v našej krajine.
But as a man,
vítaná,
you are not allowed to come in.
Ale ako muž nie ste vítaní.
So we don't know what to do with you.
Takže my teraz nevieme, čo máme
s tebou robiť.
Toto sa nám nikdy doposiaľ nestalo.
So I looked at them.
Takže pozerám na nich.
I had a suggestion.
Mám taký návrh.
I can be a woman.
Môžem byť aj žena.
When I pass through the border.
Keď som prešiel cez hranice, keď pôjdem cez hranice.
But once I'm in Moscow.
Ale už ak sa raz dostanem do Moskvy,
I will be a man.
Tak zase už budem muž.
This is KGB.
Toto boli ľudia z KGB.
So they were sitting talking 10 minutes.
10 minút o tom sa rozprávali.
And after a while,
a po nejakej chvíli,
they said,
povedali,
okay,
okay,
we agree.
Dohodli sme sa.
You're a woman when you go through the border.
Keď prejdeš cez hranice, tak prejdeš ako žena.
And you're a man in Moscow.
A potom v Moskve už si muž.
We don't find any other solution.
Nevieme nájsť akékoľvek iné riešenie.
So I looked at them.
Takže pozerám na nich.
And I said,
a hovorím,
thank you.
Ďakujem.
And I walked through the border.
Prešiel som cez hranice.
And I look at the guy there.
Pozerám na tých chlapov.
Hello.
Ahojte.
And then I come through.
Potom prejdem.
And when nobody sees me.
A keď už vidím, že nikto ma nepozerá.
I'm standing.
Stojím.
Yeah!
A zakričím si.
And then I have a fantastic time.
A potom som tam mal fantastický čas.
In Moscow.
V Moskve.
I preach every night in different places.
Každý večer som kázal na nejakom inom mieste.
And there were loads of underground churches there at that time.
A bolo tam niekoľko množstvo podzemných cirkví v tom čase.
And we even had the first, what they say, the first outdoor healing meeting on Arbatská strada.
A mali sme prvú verejnú uzdravujúce zhromaždenie na námestí.
It's like a very famous street.
Je to také známe námestie.
But this is during communist time.
Ale to bolo ešte za komunistické.
So I was standing preaching.
Takže som tam stál.
And we had a lot of people listened, of course.
Samozrejme veľa ľudí počúvalo.
And then I said, now we're gonna pray for you.
A potom hovorím, teraz sa za vás budem modliť.
And I never seen it in my life.
A to som nikdy nevidel v mojom živote.
There was a queue.
Bol tam rada.
Queuing up.
Rad, ktorý sa klukatil, stovky ľudí.
Non-saved people.
Nespasených ľudí.
And they stayed waiting for us to pray for them.
A čakali, kým sa za nich pomodlíme.
This was like in middle of the street.
A to bolo úplne priamo tam na ulici.
And we prayed.
A modlili sme sa.
And we asked them.
A pýtali sme sa.
Did you get healed?
Boli ste uzdravení?
I said yes.
A povedali áno.
Loads of people got healed.
Veľmi veľa ľudí bolo uzdravených.
I was very excited.
A ja som bol veľmi nadšený.
And then I went home.
A potom som šiel domov.
2 weeks later.
O 2 týždne neskôr.
A letter was sent to me.
Poslali mi list.
From Uzbekistan.
Z Uzbekistanu.
I didn't know anyone there and I didn't know anyone who had a contact there.
Nepoznal som nikoho tam a nemal som tam žiaden kontakt.
And this letter was written to me.
A tento list mi bol napísaný.
And it was written like this.
A stalo tam toto.
Dear brother.
Drahý bratu.
My name is Alexei.
Volám sa Alexej.
I'm a believer in Tashkent.
Som veriaci v Taškente.
I've heard from friends in Moscow.
Počul som od priateľa z Moskvy.
That you are a man with big passion.
Že si človek s veľkou vášňou.
And you like adventures.
A že máš rád dobrodružstvo.
We like to do something we never done before.
Radi by sme urobili niečo, čo sme doposiaľ neurobili.
We want to invite you.
Chceme ťa pozvať.
To come to Tashkent.
Aby si prišiel do Taškentu.
And to speak in a big cinema hall.
A hovoril si vo veľkom divadle.
And we will invite a lot of unsaved people.
A pozveme veľa neveriacich.
Would you like to do that?
Rád prišiel by si?
I looked at the letter.
Pozerám na ten list.
I started to weep.
A začal som plakať.
And I was thinking.
A premýšľal som.
This is something.
Toto je niečo.
God spoke to me years ago.
Boh ku mne hovoril pred rokmi.
I had to go to Moscow as a woman.
Že musel som ísť do Moskvy ako žena.
To make this happen.
Aby sa to vôbec mohlo udiať.
And I responded.
A odpovedal som.
And I said, yes, I come.
Hovorím, áno, prídem.
And we flew down.
A prileteli sme.
And I never forget.
A na to nikdy nezabudnem.
I never forget.
Na to nikdy nezabudnem.
When I came to Tashkent Airport.
Keď som priletel na letisko v Taškente.
You know, I was given a visa as a man.
Dostal som tie víza ako muž.
As a man.
Ako muž.
No problem.
Zrazu nebol problém.
Something broke through.
Niečo sa prelomilo.
And I came to the airport.
Prídem na letisko.
And I saw Alexei.
A videl som Alexeja.
And I saw Uzbek man.
Videl som Uzbekov.
And I seen him in a on a picture before.
A už som ho predtým videl na obrázku.
When I read and prayed for Uzbekistan.
Keď som sa modlil za Uzbekistan.
And they took me directly to the cinema hall.
A zobrali ma priamo tam do toho divadla.
And when I started to speak to these people.
Keď som začal hovoriť k týmto ľuďom.
You know, I was so happy.
Bol som tak šťastný.
Because I felt.
Lebo som cítil,
that this is a fulfillment.
Že toto je naplnenie
of what God said to me.
Toho, čo Boh ku mne hovoril.
God,
Boh
is always
je vždy
faithful.
Verný.
When you don't give up.
Keď sa nevzdáš.
You know, he can take you through different journey.
On ťa môže viesť rôznou cestou.
It might take some time.
Môže to niekedy trvať dlhší čas.
Maybe you have to go through some changes.
Možno budeš musieť prejsť cez nejaké zmeny.
You have to pay a certain price.
Možno budeš musieť zaplatiť nejakú cenu.
You know, when I was standing there,
keď ja som tam stál,
I was preaching to these people,
a kázal týmto ľuďom,
we saw a lot of people healed and saved.
Bolo veľa ľudí spasených, uzdravených.
And that was actually
a v skutočnosti
the beginning.
To bol začiatok,
the first meeting,
prvé zhromaždenie,
the beginning of the church movement that is now growing very strong there.
Začiatok ich hnutia, ktoré tam teraz sa silno rozvíja.
And a lot of people have been saved.
A mnoho ľudí bolo spasených.
Now I'm blacklisted there.
A now you are. Yeah. Teraz som znova tam na čiernej listine.
So I cannot go back.
Takže nemôžem sa vrátiť.
But I don't need to go back.
Ale nepotrebujem sa teraz už vrátiť.
Because Alexei and some other brothers.
Lebo Alexei a iní bratia.
They are doing a fantastic work.
Robia tam fantastickú prácu.
And the reason I tell you this.
Dôvod, prečo vám to hovorím.
Is because I know some of you are here.
Viem, je preto, že viem, že niektorí z vás ste tu.
And God has given you promises.
A Boh vám dal nejaké zasľúbenie.
He has spoken maybe about different things.
Možno hovoril k vám o rôznych veciach.
That he has promised you for your life.
Tie, ktoré on zasľúbil pre váš život.
Maybe you are here and you are parents and you cannot have children.
Možno že ste tu ako manželia a nemôžete mať deti.
And you have started to doubt.
A už ste začali pochybovať.
Is this really possible?
Je to vôbec možné?
We've been married for so many years now.
Už sme teraz toľko rokov spolu v manželstve.
It seems like it's impossible.
A zdá sa to ako nemožné.
I got good news for you.
Ja mám pre vás dobrú správu. Boh nie je ako človek.
God is not a man.
Boh nie je človek.
He will change his mind.
Ktorý by sa zmenil.
That he would not fulfill his promises.
Ktorý by nedodržal svoje zasľúbenie.
God always keeps his promises.
Boh vždy dodržuje svoje zasľúbenie.
He always does that.
Povedal som, že on to vždy robí.
Maybe you're sick, your children are sick.
Možno že si chorý a tvoje deti sú choré.
And you've been praying and praying.
A modlil si sa a modlil.
And you say, I don't know why, but something, nothing is happening.
A povieš si, neviem, ako to je možné, ale nič sa nedeje.
I got good news for you.
Mám pre vás dobrú správu.
God is the healer.
Boh je uzdraviteľ.
He heals all our diseases.
On uzdravuje všetky choroby.
All.
Všetky.
I said all.
Povedal som všetky.
Whatever it is.
Nech je to čokoľvek.
There are mothers here.
Sú tu matky.
And when you gave birth to your last child.
A keď si porodila posledné dieťa.
You've been suffering from depression.
Tak si veľmi trpela od tej depresiou.
And you haven't told too many people about it.
A nehovorila si o tom druhým ľuďom.
And you wonder why is this happening.
A možno si hovoríš, prečo sa to tak deje.
And God is speaking to you.
A Boh ti hovorí.
He's about to lift that depression away from you.
On chce odňať tú depresiu od teba.
He's about to heal you from that.
Chce ťa uzdraviť z toho.
There is a healing anointing.
Je tu uzdravujúce pomazanie práve teraz.
God's gonna do it today.
Boh to urobí dnes.
There will be a difference for you today.
Príde k zmene dnes.
There is a young lady here.
Je tu nejaká mladá žena.
You are married with a husband.
Si vydatá za svojho muža.
And he is not saved.
A on nie je spasený.
And it seems like he's very hard against.
A zdá sa, ako keby bol tvrdo proti tebe.
And actually you have been thinking maybe I shouldn't stay with him anymore.
A dokonca si už začala premýšľať, že by si s ním nemala zostať.
God is speaking to you again.
A Boh ti hovorí znova.
Don't give up on him.
Nevzdávaj sa.
Don't give up on him.
Nevzdávaj sa ohľadne
jeho. He's coming in. He's coming in.
On prichádza, on je na ceste.
He's coming in. He's on his way.
On je na svojej ceste.
Don't give up on him.
Nevzdávaj sa ho.
I've seen so many times over the years.
tak mnoho krát som videl počas týchto rokov.
That when you don't give up on the promises,
že keď sa nevzdáš zasľúbenia,
he always keeps them.
On to vždy dodrží.
Because he's not a man,
pretože on nie je človek,
but he is God.
Ale on je Bohom.
How many have heard about Winston Churchill?
Koľko z vás ste počuli o Winstonovi Churchillovi?
I'm British now, so I like him very much.
Ja som teraz Brit, Angličan, takže ho mám rád.
And you know, just before he died,
predtým, než zomrel,
some student in a university in Nottingham,
jeden študent na univerzite v Nottinghame,
they had asked him to come,
ho poprosil, aby prišiel,
to speak to all the students,
aby prehovoril ku všetkým študentom.
Now, by this time Winston Churchill was a very old man.
Ale v tom čase Winston Churchill už bol veľmi starý muž.
And he didn't do any speaking against engagement.
Už nerozprával, nemal také reči.
So he could
proslovy.
So he could hardly walk up on the stage.
Už len veľmi ťažko by mohol výjsť za pult rečnícky.
But he agreed to say something.
Ale dohodol sa, že niečo teda povie.
And he was standing in front of thousands of students.
A stál tam pred tisícmi študentov.
And he was holding in the pulpit.
A držal sa toho pultu.
And he was looking at them.
A pozeral na nich.
And he said this.
A povedal.
One thing I like to say to you.
Jednu vec by som vám rád povedal.
Never.
Nikdy.
Ever.
Nikdy.
Ever.
Nikdy.
Ever.
Nikdy.
Ever.
Nikdy.
Give up.
Sa nevzdávajte.
And then he walked down.
A potom si šiel sadnúť.
And he sat down.
A sadol si.
I thought that was a very good last speech.
Myslím, že to bola naozaj veľmi pekná posledná reč,
záverečná reč. That was the last official speech he had in his life.
To bola jeho posledná posledný oficiálny príhovor, ktorý mal.
Never.
Nikdy.
Ever.
Nikdy.
Give up.
Sa nevzdávaj.
Don't give up your dream.
Nikdy sa nevzdávaj svojho sna.
Let us just close our eyes.
Poďme spolu zavrieť oči.
Let's close our eyes.
Poďme zavrieť oči.
Father, I thank you.
Oče, ja ti ďakujem.
Thank you for your word.
Ďakujem ti za tvoje slovo.
Thank you for your promises.
Ďakujem ti za tvoje zasľúbenie.
Thank you that you never change.
Ďakujem ti, že ty sa nikdy nezmeníš.
You're always the same.
Ty si stále ten istý.
Day out and day in.
Deň za dňom.
Thank you that you have a fantastic plan.
Ďakujem ti, že ty máš fantastický plán.
For each one of our lives.
Pre každého z nás.
I just pray.
Ja sa len modlím.
Every person here.
Za každého človeka na tomto mieste.
Pray that you will bless them.
Modlím sa, aby si ich požehnal.
Pray that you will give back.
Modlím sa, aby si im vrátil.
Hope.
Nádej.
Faith.
Vieru.
Energy.
Energiu.
You stir up the spirits.
Si roznietil ich ducha.
Inside of people's life.
Vo vnútri ich. V ich vnútri.
If you are here.
Ak si tu.
Right now.
Práve teraz.
And you don't know Jesus.
A nepoznáš Ježiša.
You have never given your life to him.
Nikdy si mu doposiaľ nedal svoj život.
He gave his life for you 2000 years ago.
Tak on už dal ten svoj pred 2000 rokmi.
So that you can be saved.
Aby si mohol byť spasený.
If you are here.
Ak si tu.
And you never invited him in your heart.
A nikdy si ho neprijal do svojho srdca.
As your Lord and Savior.
Ako svojho pána a spasiteľa.
And you can do it now.
Tak to môžeš urobiť teraz.
He loves you.
On ťa miluje.
He wants to bless you.
On ťa chce požehnať.
He wants to help you.
Chce ti pomôcť.
He wants to save you.
Chce ťa spasiť.
So if you are in that situation.
Takže ak si v tejto situácii.
You know.
A vieš?
I need salvation.
Potrebujem spasenie.
I need Jesus.
Potrebujem Ježiša.
I want you to lift up one hand.
Chcem, aby si zdvihol jednu ruku.
Right now.
Práve teraz.
If you want to receive Jesus here.
Chceš prijať Ježiša.
In your heart.
Do svojho srdca.
Lift up your hand. I see your hand.
Prosím, zdvihni svoju ruku.
I want you to come to me right now.
Chcem, aby ste prišli práve teraz.
Come forward here.
Prosím, príďte dopredu.
Come here. Stand up.
Prosím, postavte sa, príďte na chvíľku dopredu.
You that lift your hand, come
Victor,
to me
ste
here.
Dvihli ruku.
Yes, come to me here.
Prosím, príďte.
Is there anybody else? He lifts his hand. Is that because he wants to receive? No, he took down his hand. This lady, you want to receive Jesus?
Tak, you lifted your hand. Ježiša?
You don't want. Okay, it's okay.
Budem hovoriť k vám, ako sa voláte.
Peter.
Peter.
God loves you.
Boh vás miluje.
He loves you a lot.
Veľmi vás miluje.
And he has a fantastic plan for your life.
Má fantastický plán pre váš život.
We will pray together.
Budeme sa spolu modliť.
And I want you to pray.
Chcem, aby ste sa modlili.
Same prayer.
Tú istú modlitbu.
From your heart.
Zo svojho srdca.
To receive Jesus.
Aby ste mohli prijať Ježiša.
Is that okay?
Je to v poriadku?
Let's do that.
Poďme to urobiť.
Jesus Christ.
Ježišu Kriste.
I believe in you.
Verím v teba.
I believe you died for me on the cross.
Verím, že si za mňa zomrel na kríži.
You took my sins.
Ty si zobral moje hriechy.
You are alive today.
Ty si živý dnes.
Jesus, I'm a sinner.
Ježišu, ja som hriešnik.
I need forgiveness.
Ja potrebujem odpustenie.
I open my heart to you.
Otváram svoje srdce pre teba.
And I receive you.
A prijímam ťa.
As my Lord and Savior.
Ako môjho Pána a Spasiteľa.
I love you, Jesus.
Milujem ťa, Ježišu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I pray for Peter.
Oče, ja sa modlím za Petra.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Modlím sa v mocnom mene Ježiša Krista.
That you come upon him right now.
Aby si prišiel na ňo práve teraz.
With your spirit.
So svojím duchom.
Holy Spirit, come upon him.
Duchu Svätý, príď.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
V mene Ježiša Krista.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježiša.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježiša.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježiša.
Thank you for that, Lord.
Ďakujem ti za to, Pán.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Peter.
Požehnaj, Peter.
Amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand.
Dajme Ježišovi veľký potlesk.
And just keep sitting. Just one more minute.
Ešte poďme zostať sedieť nejakú minútu.
Just close your eyes.
Len poďme ešte zavrieť svoje oči.
I know that there are people here.
Viem, že sú tu ľudia na tomto mieste.
And you are struggling in the areas I said before.
A ty zápasíš v tých oblastiach, ktoré som, o ktorých som sa už zmienil.
Parents, couples that are looking to have children.
Manželské páry, ktoré chcú mať deti.
And you have not had seen it.
A nevidel si to.
I believe that every parent, every couple that are looking to have children.
Verím, že každý manželský pár, ktorý chce mať deti,
married,
ak sú v manželstve,
I think God wants to bless them with children.
Verím, že Boh ich chce požehnať deťmi.
So I believe he wants that.
Verím, že on to chce.
So we'd like to pray for that.
Takže chceme sa za vás modliť.
And if you are here,
ak si tu,
and you're struggling, you're alone in your marriage as a Christian.
A je ti ľúto, že si sám v manželstve ako kresťan.
And it's been tough.
A bolo to pre teba ťažké.
And you almost been to the brink of giving up.
A už takmer to prišlo do bodu, že si sa vzdal alebo vzdala.
And Jesus has promised you.
Ale Ježiš ti zasľubuje.
He's been speaking to you.
On hovorí.
And he's been speaking to you today.
A hovorí k tebe aj dnes.
Don't give up.
Nevzdávaj
sa. Because you and your house will be saved.
Pretože ty a tvoj dom budete spasení.
But we will pray for you today.
My sa budeme modliť za vás dnes.
And you that are struggling with issues in your families.
A vy, ktorí zápasíte s takými záležitosťami v rodine.
And you have a lot of quarrels, a lot of fighting.
Máte nejaké hádky doma a podobne.
And it seems like there is no hope.
A zdá sa to, že nie je žiadna nádej.
Now Jesus, you see,
Ježiš,
he's the Prince of Peace.
On je knieža pokoja.
And he's the third part in your marriage.
On je tá tretia zložka v tvojom manželstve.
And he will never give up on your marriage.
On sa nikdy nevzdá vo vašom manželstve.
But he wants to help you and he wants to give you breakthrough.
Ale chce ti pomôcť a dať ti prielom.
So we will do like this.
Takže urobíme to nasledovne.
I will not ask you to come forward.
Ja vás nebudem prosiť, aby ste prišli dopredu.
But I would ask you to stand up.
Ale len vás poprosím, aby ste povstali.
Lift both hands to heaven.
A aby ste obe svoje ruky
zdvihli. If you need a breakthrough in any of those areas.
Ak chcete vidieť prielom v týchto oblastiach.
Just stand up on your feet right now. Just hurry up, just stand up where you are. Just stand.
Poponáhľajte sa a postaňte.
Stand up on your feet.
Postavte sa na svoje.
Just lift both hands to heaven.
A pozdvihnite svoje ruky k nebu.
Just lift both hands to heaven.
Obe svoje ruky pozdvihnite k nebu.
Now we're going to pray this prayer of faith.
A budeme sa modliť nad vami modlitbu viery.
And we agree together with what God has said.
A budeme súhlasiť s tým, čo Boh už povedal.
Believe for a breakthrough.
A budeme veriť za prielom.
We believe for children in your marriage.
Budeme veriť za deti vo vašom manželstve.
We believe for restoration in your family.
Budeme veriť za obnovenie vo vašej.
We believe for peace in your relationship.
Budeme veriť za pokoj do vašich vzťahov.
I believe together with you right now.
Budem verím s vami práve teraz.
Just receive right now.
Len to príjmi práve teraz tam, kde
stojíš. Just receive right now.
Len to príjmi
práve teraz. In the name of Jesus Christ.
V mene Ježíša Krista.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
I take authority.
Ja beriem autoritu.
Over the spirit of division.
Nad duchom rozdelenia.
In those families.
V týchto rodinách.
I rebuke you, spirit.
Ja napomínam to.
Go in the name of Jesus.
A hovorím mu, odídi v mene Ježíša.
I rebuke unbarrenness.
Ja napomínam.
I speak.
A hovorím.
Fruitfulness.
Hovorím plodnosť.
Into this marriage.
Plodnosť do toho manželstva. Deti.
Children.
Deti.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
I speak that.
Hovorím to.
I command that.
Prikazujem
tomu. In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
And I speak.
A hovorím.
Salvation.
Spasenie.
To the whole family.
Do celej rodiny.
To the whole household.
Do celej domácnosti.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
And I thank you, Holy Spirit.
A ďakujem ti, Duchu Svätý.
And I thank you, God.
A ďakujem ti, Bože.
Promises.
Za tvoje zasľúbenie.
For your promises.
Za tvoje zasľúbenia.
You never.
Lebo ty sa nikdy, nikdy.
Ever.
Nikdy.
Give up.
Nevzdávaš.
On our lives.
Našich životov.
And you always.
A ty sa vždy.
Perform. Performs.
Zariadiš, naplníš.
What you have said to us.
Naplníš to, čo si k nám povedal.
And we just give you glory.
A my ti vzdávame slávu.
And we give you all honor.
My ti dávame čest.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
Father, I thank you.
Otče, ja ti ďakujem.
Right now.
Práve teraz.
I pray.
Ja sa modlím.
For Bratislava.
Za Bratislavu.
I pray.
Ja sa modlím.
For Slovakia.
Za Slovensko.
I thank you, Father.
Ďakujem ti, Otče.
For a snowball effect.
Za efekt snehovej gule.
From this church.
Za túto cirkev.
And from this people.
Za týchto ľudí.
I thank you, Father.
Ja ti ďakujem, Otče.
For multiplication.
Za rozmnoženie.
I thank you, Father.
Ďakujem ti, Otče.
For an outpouring.
Za vyliatie.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Ducha Svätého.
Here.
Tu.
In Nitra.
V Nitre.
In cities all over this city, nation.
A v mestách všade na okolo.
I thank you, Father.
Ďakujem ti, Otče.
For a small beginning.
Za malý začiatok.
And we don't despise.
My nepohrdáme.
Small beginnings.
Dňom malých začiatkov.
We honor.
My si ctíme.
And we give you glory.
A dávame ti slávu.
What you have started.
Za všetko, čo si započal.
And I thank you.
A ja ti ďakujem.
That you always.
Že ty vždy.
Fulfill.
Naplníš.
Everything.
Všetko.
That you have started.
Čo si započal.
I bless.
Ja žehnám.
My friends.
Mojim priateľom.
I bless the pastors.
Žehnám pastorom.
The leaders.
Lídrom.
I claim.
A proklamujem.
Blood protection.
Ochranu v krvi.
Over them.
Nad ich životmi.
Over their families.
Nad ich rodinami.
Over their children.
Nad ich deťmi.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
And I thank you, Holy Spirit.
A ďakujem ti, Duchu Svätý.
For your presence.
Za tvoju prítomnosť.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
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 Father, thank you.
Otče, ďakujem ti.
Thank you, Father.
Vďaka ti, Otče.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Halleluja.
Halleluja. Oh. I sense the anointing here.
Len vnímam pomazanie.
If you need healing.
Potrebujete uzdravenie?
Lift up right hand.
Tak pozdvihnite teraz svoju pravú ruku.
Like yes.
Takto.
Just say.
A len povedzte.
Jesus.
Ježišu.
I receive.
Ja prijímam
healing.
Uzdravenie.
In my body.
Do mojho tela.
Somebody with ulcer, you got healed right now.
Niekto with
ulcer. Ulcer. Ulcer.
Niekto s vredom je uzdravený práve teraz.
Right. Somebody here, you've been deafness leaves someone's ear.
Hluchota opúšťa niekoho ucho.
Thank you, Jesus.
Vďaka ti, Ježišu.
It's eczema on your right arm, on your elbows.
Eczem na tvojej pravej ruke aj ľavej, ľavom lakti.
Right now.
Práve
goes.
Teraz.
Goes.
Odchádza.
Some of you have asthma.
Niektorí máte astmu.
Do like this.
Urobte toto.
Take a deep breath.
A hlboko vydýchnite. Hlboko sa nadýchnite a vydýchnite.
He's cleansing up your lungs.
On vás teraz uzdravuje, očisťuje.
Blood sickness go. Blood sickness is leaving.
Krvné choroby odchádzajú.
He is the healer.
On je uzdraviteľ.
Jehovah Rapha.
On je Jahve Rapha.
He keeps his promises.
On dodržuje svoje zasľúbenia.
Always. Always.
Vždy.
Okay. We could continue for hours here.
Mohli by sme pokračovať hodiny.
You know, I learned one thing.
Ale jednu vec som sa naučil.
When the presence of God is
keď je Božia prítomnosť
strong,
silná,
you finish the meeting.
Tak treba potom skončiť zhromaždenie.
And then you take that with you.
A potom si to vziať so sebou.
It's very precious.
Je to veľmi vzácne.
And yet when you go out,
a keď o tom vyjdeš odtiaľ,
you keep it.
Tak si to držíš.
And then,
a potom
you do something with it.
Urobíš niečo s tým.
You give it to someone.
Dáš to niekomu druhému.
And then,
a potom
it will come more.
Príde toho ešte viac.
This is how I live.
Takto ja žijem.
Always.
Vždy.
That's why you always can have the presence of God.
Preto vždy môžeš mať Božiu prítomnosť.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Vďaka. Som veľmi rád, že som tu mohol.
Love you guys.
Milujem vás.
You do a good job.
Robíte dobrú prácu.
And we'll see you again.
A uvidíme sa znova.
If I don't see you here, if I don't see
you, ak by som vás nevidel,
I'll see you
tu,
up there.
Tak vás uvidím tam hore potom.
I will come over to your table.
A potom prídem za tvoj stôl.
Slovakian table.
Za slovenský stôl.
And we're gonna have some good time together.
A budeme mať nejaký dobrý čas spolu.
Is that okay?
Je to v poriadku?
God bless you.
Boh vás žehnaj. Amen.